Everything about me that morning was a disguise. From the borrowed tinted car to my clean-shaven face to the bank executive navy blue suit, everything. Even Tip Top Motel, where we're headed, was chosen as a getaway for its remoteness. It was one day I needed anonymity. I needed to be like a grain of sand on the seashore. Whichever way the scale of justice or injustice chose to tilt, life would never be the same again. The judgment of the appeal court in the election petition against me was coming up in an hour's time. If the appeal was dismissed, my next 4 years as chairman of Okito local government would be assured. But if it was allowed and my opponent won, I would be automatically free from the demands of the militants. Like vultures, after one carcass had been devoured, they would move to the next carcass and I'd be free. The freedom that comes from being of no use, that freedom itself is death. Life was no use without the monthly flow of revenue allocation from my local government, not to mention the perks of office, overseas trips with diplomatic passports, nights at Abuja's best hotels with full complements of Man Nobi Wood allowance, royal fathers falling over one another to see me. What is life without these? Sir, responded Obasi, seated in the front passenger seat. That was when I realized I had been thinking a shadow too loud. No, no, not for you, I reassured my so-called chief security officer. In reality, he was my personal henchman. I had put him on the government payroll immediately after I had won the election, or better still, was declared winner. We approached the gates of the motel. The driver slowed down and pressed the horn. The gate man appeared with a wad of passes and the bar went up. We entered with Eche winding down his window to receive a pass. He dropped it on the armrest between the two front seats, number 001. We were their first motorized guest. I was not surprised. At that time of the day, movements in hotels are usually outwards, not inwards. Eche drove to the reception, one of the many blocks of buildings in the mini estate. I thought of how the detached chalets, far flung from each other, would afford the anonymity I so much needed. When Eche came to a stop, Obasi opened his door and came down. He doubles as my protocol officer, and I watched him disappear inside the reception to get me a chalet. Presently, Obasi re-emerged with a uniformed staff member pointing the direction to him. As he re-entered the car, the driver drove off on cue to chalet 13C. The receipt read Chief John Amadi. The name was also a disguise and sounded as curt and as anonymous as they come. I thought about the name and an involuntary smile crossed my lips. There must be dozens of John Amadis in this place. I stepped into chalet 13 after Obasi had inspected it and returned to give the all clear. The door closed behind me and I found I was sweating. This perspiration belied Port Harcourt's cool weather that morning. Whether it was caused by the suit I wore or the suit at the court, it was hard to tell. I tuned on the TV, where a SuperSport channel was showing highlights of the UEFA matches played yesterday. Another day, perhaps, but not today. I continued surfing for the prize channel of the day. SuperSport 2, SuperSport 3, CNN, one blurred channel, an Arabic one. Don't they have NTA here? I asked angrily of no one in particular. I went over to the TV set and tuned it manually. Then, like one who finally sees his name on an interview shortlist, NTA appeared on the screen. The courtroom scene was unmistakable. I had been a regular there while the case was in progress. As the cameraman swept the room with his lens, I could see the members of my legal team, my opponent's lawyers too, then lawyers representing the electoral body, a lot of my supporters, and party cadre. I looked to see my challenger, Chief Rufus Ogologo, but he wasn't there. Had his lawyers also advised him to stay away like mine? Was it because he couldn't face losing again? The courtroom and its electronic satellites in thousands of homes and one hotel awaited the entry of the judge. Outside, Obasi monitored proceedings on his transistor radio under the mango tree. He jumped to his feet on sighting me outside the door. Go to the bar and get me a drink.
Yes, sir.
Before he returned with a bottle of brandy and glass, the reading of the judgment was well underway. I poured a tall brandy and moved my chair closer to the TV. testimony of PW24 contradicts the evidence of the Electoral Commission as given on Form 005 in respect of votes cast at the Central Ward on the day of election. But DW7 in his testimony confirms that his signature on the said form is authentic and that PW24 duly authenticated the votes counted at the said ward. This was a minus for my opponent. I drank to that tactical victory, a battlefront victory as it were, but the war was far from over. I sat back and lit my first Benson and Hedges of the day. There under the mango tree outside was DW7. I got up and parted the window blinds to peep at him with his radio glued to his ears. My henchman, Obasi, had been the head of my terror squad during the elections. I could vividly recall the incident at the Central Ward that the judge had just referred to. We had thumb-printed 2,300 ballot papers in my garage, and it was the lot of Obasi to get them swapped with genuine ballots. At 6:30 p.m. on that day, he left with his boys. At Central Ward, voting had just ended, and the officials and party agents gathered to count the ballots. Then, everybody ran away like chicks at the sight of a hawk. The assailants made for the ballot box. They were not taking it away. In a moment, its contents had been swapped with the thumb-printed cargo. To provide a decoy, the assailants chased after Ju, my party agent, and kidnapped him. Almost as soon as it started, it was over. The people reappeared one by one from their hideouts. Count was taken and Jude was found missing. The attackers must have come from my opponents, the others reasoned, and went ahead with counting of the ballot. Counting over, the officials declared the results of the ward.
Chief Rufus Ogologo of FGP, 23 votes. Chief Johnson Amakri of PPN, 145 votes. Mrs. Boma Jerry Hart of RIP, 3 votes. Chief Brown Igirigi of TDB, 2,077 votes. Invalid ballots, 52 votes.
That gave me a clear victory in the most populous ward. With that, my overall victory was fait accompli. Chief Ogologo's recourse to the election tribunal was an effort in futility. I had all three members of the tribunal in my pocket. 2 million naira to each of them delivered safely through a go-between. But with the appeal court, it hadn't been easy making an inroad. There were 5 members, each came from a different part of the country, and was quartered in a secluded government guest house. My go-between said we should earmark 5 million naira for each of them. But I had my suspicions. Egunje no get receipt was how Obasi used to put it. By that he meant bribery should be done cautiously, as it was not refundable. Even with that king's ransom, my go-between said the jury was a no-no. Now it was too late to do anything about it. Like a swimmer whose life jacket punctured halfway to the shoreline, I decided to take my fate into my hands. From what was coming from the TV live transmission, the shore appeared to be a sure banker. The deep-throated cough of the judge brought me back to the broadcast. However, the evidence of the fingerprint expert fatally flaws the submission of the electoral body that the violent incident at the Central Ward had no effect on the ballots inside the box. According to him, all 2,300 ballots could be resolved to only 5 different fingerprints. The expert appears a credible witness, and this court has no reason to discountenance his evidence. We are therefore left with no choice but to cancel the election at the said ward. All 2,300 votes cast there are hereby declared null and void. We are left with the remainder of the ballots cast in the other centers, amounting to 9,200. Of this number, the final results now stand thus. Chief Brown Igirigi of TDB, 3,158. Chief Rufus Ogologo of FGP, 3,620 votes. Chief Johnson Amakri of PPN, 1,735 votes. Mrs. Boma Jerry Hart of RIP, 687 votes.
Chief Rufus Ogologo of FGP is hereby declared winner and duly elected as chairman of Okito Local Government, and the judgment of the lower tribunal is hereby set aside.
I sat dumbfounded, staring at the TV screen, seeing nothing. Obasi burst through the door screaming,
"The waves of the high seas have swept away our paddle."
That startled me back to life, and I found myself muttering, "Not just the paddle, even the canoe is lost."